Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, what's up, Cleaning Nation? Good to be with you today. I am fresh back from Vail, Colorado, where it was snowy and it was beautiful. I'm a Phoenix boy, and it was so cool to get to see the snow and what's going on there. But I'm back ensconced in my with my regular mic and my regular background, and life is good. Looking out the window at cactus and mountains as opposed to snow and no mountains. John, good to see you, my friend. One of our newer elite members in the house. Good to have you, buddy. Today we are going to talk about something, and it's Denise from New Jersey again. I love that we're getting the regulars in here. Today we are talking about how to price cleaning jobs. Almost everybody that's just starting out, this is probably their biggest question. Even the guys and gals that have been doing it for a while oftentimes come into our program and they're woefully mispriced, and they're wondering why they can't grow or make any money or pay their employees or do any of this stuff. Andrea says, first time here, learning the ropes. This is going to be a great first time episode for you, Andrea. So glad that you're here. So the problem with not knowing how to price cleaning jobs or pricing them wrong. Hey, Mark from Ottawa, Ontario. For those of you that are new, one of the things we do here on a consistent basis is bust the chops of all Canadians because I'm a terrible, ugly American. But we're going to make you feel welcome just in case, Mark, our new Canadian friend. So the problem with pricing jobs wrong, is a lot of you guys know, is if you charge too much, you lose the job. That's pretty simple, right? And if you charge too little, you lose your ability to do the job right, or to make any profit or any motivation to do the work, or sometimes your self-respect, right? If we end up charging peanuts for the thing. So it's frustrating to always walk that line. And we're going to tell you how to get out of that now forever and be confident when you price your jobs. Know that you get it, you did a good job, and not just have that stress in your life, because that stress sucks. At a construction company, we were pricing six-figure jobs, and man, it was nerve-wracking when you lost the job because it was a big job that you might have spent a ton of time on. And then it was nerve-wracking when you got the job, right? Because if you get it, you're like, holy crap, did I just lose that one? Like, I won the bid, but did I lose the war? Maybe I bid too little, especially if the next guy below you is way... or the next guy above you is way more. You're like, oh, what did I miss? So we're going to make sure that you guys never have that ucky, gross feeling, because it sucks. All right. The reality is, if we don't know how to price properly, it will put you out of business. Best case, if you're not doing the pricing right, you've got a cleaning job and you barely pay your bills, right? Because a lot of times people, because they don't know how to price, they feel like they've got to clean, or they do have to clean. The financial reality is to pay their bills. So you've got a cleaning job and barely eking by. That's the best case scenario of not knowing how to charge. Hey, Chris, good to see you, buddy. The worst case is you and your company go out of business, right? And you know as well as I do, if you're like me, that means a job is waiting for you, right? Maybe you told all your friends and your family, this is going to be awesome. I'm going to be a business owner. I'm going to kick butt. And then having to go back to working is just unthinkable. But if we don't know how to price, there's just no chance of success in the business. George, another new member for the elite group, is here. Veronica's here. Good to see you, sister. David Kahn, Marvin Amaya. David says, price by the hour or by the square foot, Mike? We are going to talk about that. I promise we're going to get into that. The right answer is neither. Oh, Chris says he's one of the Quebec guys today. Good to have you. In that case, Chris is our brand new, newest elite member. Can't wait to meet you, buddy. That's Canadian on Canadian crime. We had Sean, half of our enrollment coach. I don't know how this happened with me being always giving a hard time to Canadians. Half of our enrollment coaches are Canadian, and Sean was like, oh, I got a Quebec guy. I'm like, is this some sort of inter-Canadian thing that the non-Quebec people? So I don't know. Anyway, I'm glad that you're here, Chris, and sorry we couldn't get a good American enrollment coach. You're stuck with a Canadian, but glad to have you in the group. Man. Oh, and Maurice is the other one. Fan-freaking-tastic. I will talk to you guys where I can see you. Now you can see me. I can't see. I'll talk to you guys on Tuesday on our next call. Can't wait to meet you, fellas. Denise, good to have you. Okay, so let's jump into the pricing thing because it's super, super important. First, we've got to blow up some stuff on our head, because the math part we're going to get to, and it's pretty easy. The problem is that's not what holds you back. Almost always, the thing that's holding y'all back is our emotions or some beliefs that we have about us, about our customers, about business in general, about all sorts of crap that holds us back. Marisa was like, "Can't wait!" It's so funny. I've been seeing Marisa and Chris. I didn't know you guys were partners, but good to see you both. Austin's here. Hello from Virginia. Amanda Owens back in the house. Good to see you. We are getting a great turnout. Apparently, you guys give two craps about pricing because we are getting a great turnout. Everybody's in, and keep it active in the chat. You know, I know there's probably 100 times more of y'all listening on to this as a podcast or watching the YouTube channel. Which is great, but we'd love hanging out with you guys live where we can interact. So feel free. We do these Tuesdays and Thursdays. I think it's 10 o'clock Pacific. What's that? 1 o'clock Eastern. Would love to have you in there. Mark says, "What's the standard rate in the state for 3 hours?" Again, these are the wrong questions to ask. We're going to talk to you. Everyone's saying, "Do I charge by square foot or by hour? What's the standard rate?" We've got to get away from that. That's exactly what we're going to talk about, is how to look at pricing. And I promise we'll get over the math, but the math is quick and easy. It's how we look at pricing what is going to kill us. So the first belief we have to slay if we're going to have any success here is, I can't compete with the $10 an hour cleaners, right? There's some lady in my neighborhood or whatever that, you know, just cleans for $10 an hour. The reality is you're right. You can't compete with them. That part is true. The problem is you shouldn't try, right? We want to attract the right people who want a real company. So there are people out there that don't want a company. They just want Susie the cleaner out there with a bucket and some hope. And no insurance and no uniform and no, if she gets sick, nobody shows up. And if she gets injured on the job, she's going to sue the owner and take everything. They don't have any of that. And if that's what they want, we're not going to try and convince them any different. We're going to modify our systems and processes to attract the right clients, right? We have a cleaner for our house. And I'm much more interested in, do they have insurance, right? If somebody gets hurt, are they going to own my house? Is there going to be a new host of Cleaning Nation? You know, it's our old cleaner who slipped and fell or got bit by my dog or something. Not that our dogs bite, but something happened to my house and now she's in charge of Cleaning Nation, right? Much more interested in insurance than I am in their rates, right? Which just means I'm a different type of client. So you want to make sure you look for the clients that you're looking for. Eric says the right client will pay the right price. Nailed it, buddy. So as opposed to trying to compete for the bad clients with the low dollar people, we're going to just find the people that want what we have, right? I promise you, out there under a bridge somewhere is a hobo who will give you coaching feedback for a nickel and a hug or maybe a warm meal. I ain't that guy, right? So if you're like, "I don't have any money, I don't ever want to invest in myself, I'm broke," that's fine. We can still be friends. I'm just not the right coach, right? "Well, I know another guy, he'll coach me for whatever." Fine, go get him, baby, right? So the goal is not to lower our prices. It's to charge enough so we can perform a transformative service and blow people away and make enough money for us for it's worth it, right? Okay, so we got to get out of trying to even think of competing with $10 an hour cleaners. Just go, "That's not even my competition. That's not what I do. I'm not a cleaner. I own a cleaning company." Right? The biggest cleaning companies typically are the franchise, the Merry Maids and stuff like that. They're the most expensive, right? So if it was all about price and everyone wanted a $10 cleaner, they wouldn't exist. But the reality is more people want insurance and uniforms and systems and processes and trained staff and all that good stuff than they want cheap, okay? So that leads us to our next thing, which is a killer. Amanda, Miss Independent Bussy, good to have you. Jeff Mercer from Massachusetts. What a great group we've got here today. All right. The next is, "Well, if I'm doing the cleaning, I can charge less, or I should charge less, or I have to charge less. It's just me," right? We are not valuing our time. So it's impossible to get other people to value us and value our time if we ourselves are not valuing either, okay? So we've got to kill the, "Well, if I clean it, I could do it cheaper because my time is nothing," right? It's the opposite. Cleaning is the absolute last thing on the face of the earth that you should be doing as an owner. And it depends. Anyone out there in Cleaning Nation that's listening, like, "I want to clean. I don't want a business, a cleaning business. I want a cleaning job." God bless you. Clean yourself. Charge what you want. This isn't for you. For those of you who are going, "I don't want to clean. I want to have a cleaning business. I want to serve hundreds or thousands of people, not ones of people," all right? We've got to get you out of cleaning as soon as possible. You cleaning is the lowest use of your time. And if you're, God forbid, you're cleaning, the last thing you want to do is discount it, right? Like, I don't even do one-on-one training anymore. If I did, do you think that would cost less if I was, or more? It would be more, a ton more, right? So if you're personally doing the cleaning, you wouldn't charge less, you would charge more. And even smarter, you wouldn't be doing the one-on-one cleaning your own, right? On yourself. So, oh my goodness, we've got Sukanthini. I am hoping I got even close. I'm not even gonna try your last name because there's like 20 letters, but we've got a Sukanthini. I'm going to try it. Than Balsingham. I don't even know if I'm close. I'll just say hi to Jason Johnson because he's got an easy name and he's one of my millionaire masterminds. Maurice says he is fed up with cleaning. And I know Maurice just joined our elite group. If that's the case, buddy, as long as you're a coachable, do what we ask you to do, you will be out of cleaning forever. Promise. All right. So we've got to kill the idea that we would even try to compete with $10 an hour cleaners because we shouldn't. That's not even who we are. We've got to get out of the idea that if we're cleaning, we charge less or we even should be cleaning. Not true. Here's the other one that just eats my lunch. It's just not the truth. Oh, John says that's my wife. Holy heck, John, you've got an easy name. John, she's got a tough one. Sukanthini. I hope I'm even close. Oh my gosh. Efren Christian says I've got my, or Christopher says I got my, he's got a 15 minute call coming up with us. Thank God. We are super excited. And Sukanthini says almost. So I'm close for a white guy. Lou Gigliotti, who's actually Gelati, one of our coaches, says I'm horrible at names, and he is so right. Okay, so the next thing that's absolutely going to eat your lunch and make me lose my mind is, well, you don't understand my town. My people are super, super cheap. They won't pay. My people. You don't understand, right? Everybody that doesn't want to be coachable, as opposed to saying, well, I'm not really coachable, they say, my people are different. My business is different, right? That's always the excuse to, hey, Nawaka, my goodness, it's a day for the tough names. Yeah, so the people that are saying, you know, you don't understand my business, my business is different, my people are different, my employees are different. What they're really saying is I'm not coachable. So let's get out of that. No one's different. We've coached as people in every one of the 50 states, all of the provinces of Canada, Australia, UK, New Zealand, all over the world. So I promise you, your people are not different. The reality is you attract the caliber of clients that you have based on the client attraction systems you have in place. So if you've got a bunch of cheap broke people that won't pay coming to you, that's not their fault. It's your fault for setting up client attraction systems to do that. And when you go, well, but that's all my referrals or all my whatever, right? That you are the one that hasn't set up a client attraction outside of referrals. And if all your referrals are cheap people that want to pay, guess who your customers typically are? Cheap people that don't want to pay. Maurice says, and now Quebec. I think we've had some Quebecians. I don't even know how to say it, but we've had some of you people, Maurice, in our program before, but I don't know if we had any currently. So we were light on Quebec. We're in. Marcus says, working for yourself, do you believe time management is key? Different topic for a different day, but the short answer is yes. And managing our time means doing high dollar work, not low dollar work. Low dollar work equals cleaning. High dollar work equals creating systems and processes and culture. Okay, so we've got to get out of this thing that, you know, my people are super cheap. The reality is the people that the systems and processes you have in place may be super cheap. That doesn't mean you quit or lower your prices. It means you upgrade your systems to attract the right people that will pay. Huge key. If we've got the wrong people, the goal in our life is not to find broke people that want the cheapest thing or don't want anything. And try and convince them and high pressure them somehow to do something they don't want to do. That's never our goal. Our goal is to get in front of the right people that want the services and value the services that we have and then help them solve a problem. If you're writing stuff down, that's a writer downer. The goal is not, Murray says, Quebecers would be the closest. Go Quebecers. Maybe today will be the day we switch and decide we love Canadians and we'll pick on another country to despise, but I doubt it. Canadians are easy to pick on. They're so nice. So yeah, we got to make sure that we believe that it is us and ourselves. If we just believe the world's cheap, there's nothing we can do about it, might as well get a job, right? We need to go, we are the systems and processes we have in place. And even if you're like, I don't have any systems and processes, Mike, that's a system and process, right? That just people wander in or not. So the caliber of people depends on the caliber of your marketing or client attraction systems. If you have bad systems, you'll get bad people. If you have good systems, you'll have good people. It has nothing to do with quote unquote my people in my area. You don't understand. Okay. That said, we've got to kill from the, and I promise we're going to get to the math, but I want to make sure we get the mindset first because the math is 2 seconds. But without the mindset, the math is worthless. Chris says law of attraction, could not agree more. Yeah, the more I yell about how much I hate Canadians and bust their chops, and I just did the air quotes for those of you on the podcast, the more Canadians I get in my life. And the program on our team, we're half Canadian now. They're going to take over 80 minute. What are you going to do? All right. This other belief we've got, because once I teach you how to do prices right, there's kind of two categories. One is how to price going forward, right? We don't want to, it's nice because going forward is really easy. We can just make sure that we give people the right prices. The harder part and the more important part is going backwards, right? Deontay says, I'm a new cleaning business owner in Florida. Love Florida. Good market for cleaning. I want to let you know how much I appreciate what you do for us, brother. God bless. Thank you so much, Deontay. Hopefully you can tell. I just love Cleaning Nation. We do this because we love it. Oh, that said, there's a surprise at the end of the podcast or at the end of this broadcast I'm going to give you that I'm really excited about. So if I forget and try and sign off without the surprise, put in the chat, surprise, yo, it's a surprise, Mike, because I'm really excited to tell you. And Deontay made me think of it because I read your post. I'm like, man, I want to meet Deontay. I want to give that guy a hug. And I will tell you how that is possible at the end of this with the surprise. Actually, let me put it in my notes. Surprise, surprise. There we go. I won't forget it. Okay. So where are we at? Yes. The we've got to get mindset on the right mindset first. Second is Cecilia says, amen. I love it. We're turning into a good old fashioned revival here, kids. This is going to be great. So we got to get that done. The second thing is we need to realize once we get the math, which I'm coming up on next, we've got to start pricing in the future correctly, which is the easier one. And then we got to look at our pricing currently and say, hey, are there customers we've not done a good job of that we got to go fix? That's a little harder. People don't like doing that. And a lot of the reason they do is they make up a bunch of stuff that's not true. Stuff like I can't raise prices on. And then Chris says, hugs fall into the law of attraction. I got it. I'm coming for you. Every single person that takes advantage of the prize and I get to give you a hug, I want you to be like, that one, the one podcast or the one live you did in February, that was when this happened. Then I'll know it was you. Okay. So we got to get rid of the I can't raise prices because. And there's 20 different excuses. Well, I just raised prices, so I can't do it again. There's no law. I've checked. You can raise prices today, tomorrow, the next day. It's fine. I can't raise prices on people that have been with me forever. I can't raise prices on sweet old little lady. I can't raise prices on friends. I can't raise prices on people that have been with us forever. Here's the reality. Focus on kicking butt and taking names and making a transformative service where your customer's like, holy crap, these guys are the best cleaners I've ever had. And then charge a premium. Okay. Charge a Chris says, bring it on, big boy. I think I might like Quebecians. I'm starting to think these might be my people. So yeah, we've got to stop focusing on how we can do it cheaper and start focusing on how we can blow their minds away, right? So charge a premium price and give premium services. If you don't have the premium price, you don't have the resource to do the premium services. Okay. So even with friends, family, nice little old ladies, who else is out there? People that have been with you forever. The reality is when you don't charge them, there's not enough money to do a good job for surprise and delight. And you're not motivated, right? If you're like, oh, this guy's hardly paying, it's hard to get fired up, right? So we've got to make sure that we are raising prices on everybody because, or not raising prices, right pricing. Right? I'm not just saying randomly raise prices. I'm saying if once we tell you how to do the numbers, that's coming up next, on how to raise prices, and you know you've got people that are mispriced, you've got to fix that because everything good for you and your client comes from margin. The ability to do a good job, the ability to have insurance, the ability to train your employees and hire them and have good employees, all of that, the ability to make profit, which is your only motivation to doing this thing, or oftentimes a big motivation for doing this thing, all of that comes from margin. If there's no margin, all the good things that your customer wants from you go away and your ability to provide it go away. So it's really important, even on friends. I'll tell you, I used to... you know, you're successful and you have friends go, oh man, Mike, you know, let me buy you lunch and, you know, tell me how to be successful and stuff. I don't even do that anymore. And not because I don't love my people, but because they never did it, right? I go out with my friends, I put together a plan, do everything. And then I call them a week later. Hey, how's it going? What's going on? Never, always. Nah, I didn't, blah, 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 blah. And guess what? The people we charge a ton of money for to help and transform their lives, they take my coaching and they get transformative results. So I started connecting and realizing the people that pay get results. The people that don't. So even when it's your friend, especially when it's your friend, if they're not paying a full rate, they're not going to get the experience, right? You want them to get the Nordstrom experience. They got to pay the Nordstrom price. That's the only way it works. So even the sweet old ladies, even the blah, 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 blah. And if you're like, well, there's poor people that can't afford it. That's okay. We're not heart surgeons, right? We're doing cleaning. We want to offer our service to the best people, charge enough that we can give amazing results. If you want to take some of your profit and do some work for free for poor people, I'm okay with that. One of my friends, Debbie Sardone, started Cleaning for a Reason, where they do free cleanings for cancer patients. I love that. But you do that out of the margin of the properly priced people. We don't just try and make it cheaper for the cancer people that need it, right? We take some of the profit we make from all of our people, and then we use that to give back to the community, which is amazing. But we don't want to just do it, you know, everybody's cheaper because I like this guy or don't. And then it's not fair, right? Could you imagine in my program, if I'm like, oh, I really like the Canadians, so I charge them, you know, or I like Quebecians, but not, so there's different pricing because I like, it's ridiculous. Everyone's got to have the same thing. Eric says raised price on 50 clients and lost 3. Holy heck, that is huge. And we talk about this when we get into our program, but if you just raise, well, I won't even get into it, but a very small price raise has a huge impact on your profit. So good job. Deontay says, love it. Kaylee says, yeah, this is what I'm working on now. I'm listening, Mike, but I'm also out there doing. That's huge, by the way. That's a writer downer. Everyone on here, I love that you're here. I love that you're listening. I love that you're part of the community. But what Kylie said is exactly what you got to do. All the talk in the world ain't going to help you at all. The doing is what's going to make you money. Holy crap, we're going late. I got to go. All right, let's get to the money. So We've got to kill that belief that pricing too much is immoral. Let me tell you what we coach. We coach you to solve a problem. Hey, Mary Calverley is here. Yay. One of my favorite people. Know your worth. Don't sell yourself short. Absolutely true. And Mary is a lady that she's one of our millionaire masterminds. And I know that she charges. I shouldn't say no, but I'm like 99% confident she absolutely charges right. She's a very successful lady. Anyone gets a chance to know and love Mary. And you, there's just a surprise. We might get to meet Mary. I'll tell you that at the end. Take that opportunity because she's an amazing human being. Okay, so this whole pricing too much is immoral is nutballs. And maybe it is actually, but you're not pricing too much. Okay, so here's what we coach, 50, 30, 20. 50% cost of goods sold. So here's how you do it. Everyone's going, do I do square footage? Do I do hour? Do I do blah, 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 blah? None of it. We charge a flat rate to solve a problem. It is low wage work to get paid for cleaning. It is very hard to charge enough money because people go, well, I know how to clean. You know, you're going to charge me how much per hour? How much per, it all, none of it makes sense because people know how to clean. So we stop selling cleaning services, which we can only get 10, 20 bucks an hour for, and we start selling solutions to problems. The way I run my business, we charge quite a bit of money. And the way we help people is talking on the phone. There's all sorts of stuff. But if we charge that just to talk on the phone or talk, that's very little wages. We charge people to make transformations in their business. They're willing to pay for that. You got to do the same thing. Just coming in with a mop bucket and, you know, dusting for a little bit is not a high value. Getting people time back with their family, high value. Lowering stress, high value. Making people feel special when they come home from work, high value. Allowing moms to spend time with kids, high value. The most valuable thing any people have, and the more money they have, the more this becomes a truth, is their time. So the thinking is we are not selling cleaning services. We are selling time. We are selling confidence. We're selling feeling good when you get home to your house, right? The way we do that is 50, 30, 20. 50% cost of goods sold. You take everything it's going to cost you to produce this, time, labor, drive time, mileage, payroll expenses, all that garbage, that's cost of goods sold, and you double it. Okay. So the thing's going to cost you $100 a month for a residential, you charge 200. If commercial side, it's 1800 bucks, you charge 3600. Margarita says, hey, Kittery says she's excited to talk to Lou. That's so cool. I love the fact, and maybe we'll give you guys a chance. I'll see to the coaches that people are going to talk to on live with the guys that they're going to talk to. That's so cool. Okay. So 50, 30, 20 is the right way to do it. The reason that's important is 50% goes to the labor, 30% goes to the overhead, 20% goes to profit. Here's the key to that. If you charge too little, it's going to come out of one of those three buckets, and they're all bad for you and they're all bad for your customers. 50% cost of goods sold, if you don't pay your people right and you don't have any, you don't pay them workers' compensation, you don't have insurance, they're not legal, you can get it cheaper, but that's not good for you, it's not good for your customer, and ultimately it's not good for your employee. The 30% overhead is where investing in systems and processes and client attraction and training for yourself and training for your employees, for phones, for websites, for all that stuff comes out of the overhead. That's the surprise and delight. If you don't have enough, you can't do a good job. That leaves 20% for profit. Anyone that feels they're not worth 20%, if it's a $1,000 account that's maybe three times a week, you've got to get two or three employees, all this material, all the stuff that you do with the, here you are thinking about your business and how to make it better right now. If that's not worth 200 bucks to you personally off a $1,000 a month account, to heck with them, right? If you're like, hey, it's $1,000 is the cost, I make 200 of that. I can lower it to 800 and I'll make no profit. Is that something you'd like? If someone says, yes, that's something I'd like, that's the wrong customer. I would never, if someone's like, yeah, I want you to work for free, Mike, so I could get it cheaper. They're not for me and they're not for you, right? So this whole gouging is immoral. Maybe it is, but the pricing that we coach on, 20% profit is not immoral. Absolutely not immoral. So just remember, anytime you cut prices, you're either cutting profit, which is bad because what motivation do you have to take good care of your people? You're cutting overhead, which is where all the good stuff comes, or you're cutting what you pay for the employees. It's all bad. Okay. So that's kind of the long and the short of it. Just to sum everything up, once you get this right, you will have all the money that you need for client attraction, for surprise and delight, to take care of your employees, to pay them fairly and well and make them feel appreciated. And all the money to help you be motivated to serve at a high level, right? Marcus says, sorry, I was gone. Client call. Welcome back. Mark said, we're just finishing up, but you're right in time for the surprise. So first of all, gosh, this has been such a good call. You've heard two or three people in the chat say, hey, I've got a call with one of our people. I'm going to give you guys the opportunity to do that right now. Usually we'll have you go through the webinar and it's awesome. And I'd still recommend you do that. So I'm going to give you three options, which I never do because I'm feeling frisky. Option one, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. You can subscribe to the podcast. You can subscribe to the YouTube channel. There is, I would start with the free on-demand training right at the top. There's a video. There's nothing for sale on it. There's no charge. It's just the best that we got. So growmycleancompany.com. Start with the free on-demand training. Second, if you're like, I want help now, go to growmycleancompany.com/talk. You can jump on a call with one of our amazing coaches and they will help. It's the first call we do is like a 10 or 15 minute call. There's nothing for sale on the call. It's free. We're just there to help you figure out where you're at, where you want to be, help you come up with a plan. So if you're not sure, you're kind of just starting, just go to growmycleancompany.com, sign up for the on, Maury says frisky because of Quebecers. Yeah, then maybe you guys got me fired up. I think that might be the case. Can't wait for Tuesday. That's going to go off the rails quick when our elite group. All right. So growmycleancompany.com is if you just kind of want to kind of get the information we've got. growmycleancompany.com/talk. If you want to jump on a call with one of our coaches, I think Lou's on here. I don't know if we got any others. They can say, hey, again, nothing for sale on the call, really just to help you get some clarity and figure out what the next step is. Hey, there's someone from England, 1 a.m. God bless you, Maria. I love the England folks, the UK. We just have one in our elite group. They're some of my favorite people. The Aussies are also pretty cool. We've had a couple of Kiwis. Love all the people on that side of the world. Okay, so those are the two things. Growing Clean Company, Growing Clean Company, talk. Here comes the surprise. We are having our first kind of widespread event open to the public. It is coming up in April. We are recording this middle end of like February 20th, I think. If you go to, and this is where all of our events, so if you're listening to this broadcast after April 2020, you can still go to growmycleancompany.com/events. Actually, I don't know. Let me go there now because I don't know if it's event or events. I'm going to make sure it's both, but let's try event singular. Is it there? It is. Yep, there it is. Okay, cool. Go to growmycleancompany.com/event. That is where the event's going to happen. It is the same event that we haven't done one for probably 2 years. It was open to the public. Our Millionaire Mastermind folks get events and our Next Level folks, but we haven't done one open to the public, I think in like 2 years, at least a year. And those were usually $2,000, $3,000, $4,000. This event, but that we'd only let 15 people in. This event, $197. Really, I'm doing it just, I think we're only going to allow 147 people in. So really the $197 is pretty much just going to go for the hotel and the food and all that. It's just a chance for us to get together. So if you would like to see me, to see our team, to meet Jared, our traffic coach, Mariana, our mindset coach, who's just an amazing human being, my bride, 147 or 146 other entrepreneurs that are going to be there. Go to growmycleancompany.com/event. We are going to hang out. It is going to be awesome. This is the first big event that we've done. Every other event, we've limited 10, 20 people at the most. We're going to let this one go to 147 because that's all the room they had at the hotel. Lou's going to be there and his bride's going to be there. I haven't even got to meet his bride. It's going to be awesome. So go to growmycleancompany.com/event. What cities are great? It's going to be in Scottsdale, Arizona, April 29th and 30th. I live here in Phoenix. Scottsdale is just kind of like a little suburb. It is gorgeous here. I don't know if spring training will still be happening. It'll be over. We got golf. It is going to be amazing. We are going to have a blast. We're going to blow the doors off this thing. So cannot wait to see you. That's going to be our opportunity to meet. growmycleancompany.com/event. And feel if you're coming, just friend me on Facebook. Give me a hello. Tell me you're coming. I can't wait to meet you guys. Again, this is the first big event we've done open to the public. This is the first time I've gotten it. So if you're listening to the recording, this is the first time we've mentioned it to not clients. If you're listening here live, you heard it here first. We've got our first event coming up in just a couple months. It's going to be limited. I can't wait to be there. Andrea, hopefully we'll be there. If you come, make sure you come up and get a hug and tell me I was on the podcast. I'm there. Chris is like, it's freezing here. It is not free. It's actually nice here now, but it will still be nice in April, probably in the 70s and 80s. It's going to be perfect. Oh, all of another little bonus. All of our elite people, it's free. There's no charge for you guys. So all of our elite alumni, Next Level, Millionaire Mastermind, totally free for you. Everyone else, a couple $100 really just to cover costs. So anyway, that's it. Can't wait to see you guys. Chris says Sean mentioned it. I know for clients we mentioned it, but to Cleaning Nation, this is the first big introduction. So can't wait to see you guys there. You all are amazing. Great call. Talk to you live in Phoenix. Got hugs for every. Oh, Cecilia says, yo, I'll be there. All right, Cecilia. Make sure you come up and go. The first time you admit it was me. It's Cecilia. I told you I was going to be there. I got a hug with your name on it. If I'm too big and smelly, you can hug my wife, Natalie. She's a lot smaller and prettier. Sukathini says, you have to do an event in the UK for us UK folks. We will probably come to the UK. I don't know if it'll be 2020 or not, but we will probably, once we've done two or three events here, we'll probably come down there. It's really, honestly, is really when my wife, when A, we think we can probably get a couple hundred people in a room, and B, when my wife finally wears me down that we need to get on a plane and go to UK and have a nice vacation. So that will probably be in the future. You guys are amazing. Talk to you soon. Have a great day. Can't wait to see you at the event.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.